A group of local governments is suing Charlie Crist and the legislature over Senate Bill 360, the controversial growth management bill signed by the governor last month. The new law exempts builders from having to widen roads to accommodate traffic from new construction and eliminates the review process for some large developments, leading environmentalists to blast it as a gift to developers. But the lawsuit doesn't touch on the merits of the legislation. Instead, it focuses on its constitutionality. Jamie Cole is the attorney leading the suit on behalf of the Broward County City of Weston, as well as seven other local governments. He said the bill breaks the single-subject rule by adding language about security cameras at private businesses and affordable housing to its growth management provisions.
This bill, in the last hour of the session, they combined two bills, the growth management bill and a bill dealing with affordable housing, which has nothing to do with growth management. They put it into one bill in the last hour of the session in order to get the votes, which is directly contrary to the Constitution.
Secondly, Cole says the bill violates the unfunded mandate provision.
Basically, that was added by the voters of the state of Florida in 1991, and it says that if the legislature is going to pass a law that's going to cause cities and counties to spend money, they need to follow certain procedural requirements. Like, one thing they could do is they could appropriate the money. Another thing they could do is they could tell the cities, you have a new way to get money. Or, if it's a really important issue, they can go ahead and get a two-thirds vote of the full membership in the House and in the Senate. If they can get that two-thirds vote, then it's okay. In this case, they didn't appropriate the money, they didn't give the cities ways to get the money, and they did not get the two-thirds vote in the House. They missed it by a couple votes, so that violates the Constitution.
Denise Lane is with the group Citizens for Responsible Growth. She lobbied against the bill during the session and said there was always concerns about the law being an unfunded mandate.
Just take one piece of this, the transportation concurrency, which is making sure that the roads are there when the development goes in, coordinating the infrastructure with the development. If there is no mandate or nothing that makes the development pay its fair share other than the impact fees we have, how is this going to get funded? How are we going to fund this?
Attorney Jamie Cole said he, as well as the city manager of Weston, worked on getting other local governments to join in on the lawsuit. Locally, members of the Hillsborough County Commission did sign a letter to Governor Crist urging him to veto the bill. Commissioner Mark Sharp led the effort to write that letter. He said he's very interested in joining in on the lawsuit.
But I'd actually need to, you know, read carefully through the lawsuit itself and understand it. But I think that the frustration that local governments across the state feel with regard to Senate Bill 360, we in Hillsborough County share.
Some local environmentalists were upset that Hillsborough County's lobbyists didn't fight hard enough against Senate Bill 360. Commissioner Mark Sharp said part of the problem is institutional. How the leadership in Tallahassee at times isn't in sync with local governments on a major issue like growth management.
And so as a result, you have a bill that's bad, a bill that's created a lot of confusion and distrust. And so, yes, I think we could have done better. We certainly could have done better, and I'm not satisfied with the way we've handled it here locally in Hillsborough County. But I also think that, you know, there's in the future, we got to make sure that we all are talking and understand what we're trying to do.
Environmental activist and lobbyist Dee Lane said she sympathizes with the Hillsborough County lobbyists. She says they can only take directions from the leaders in the county government and wants to know who was directing them to take a hands-off approach to SB 360 until the end.
You can't tell me for a second Hillsborough County allows its lobbyists full reins to make all the decisions throughout 9 weeks of session, 9 or 10 weeks of session. That is bull. They are controlled. The question is who in our county ask them to back off.
Ann Lane says that many organizations were for SB 360 before they were against it.
The only three, were Palm Beach County lobbyists got up and said, no, wait, hurtful. So did the Miami-Dade. And I was the only one for Coalition for Responsible Growth from Hillsborough County that talked about the dangers in this bill from the very beginning. Finally, because of public pressure, did everybody start coming around? And the last 2 weeks now, all of a sudden, the Association of Counties, and that is the paper you will see from our Hillsborough County lobbyists that they used to lobby against this. It was the Association of Counties paper. There's not one shred of evidence of what they did to try to stop this during session in writing.